You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Could you outline briefly what the Green Party's main economic and work policies are this election?
Sure. Well, look, the organising principle around which the Green Party's vision for the New Zealand economy kind of circles, if you like, is this commitment to becoming a net zero emission economy by the year 2050, so carbon neutral economy by the year 2050. And what that means is, by definition, a zero carbon economy is a highly productive economy. It's full of intellectual property that we've had to develop in order to get to that point. So it's high tech, it's clean tech, and really high value in terms of the goods and services that we're able to sell overseas. But also, like I said, that intellectual property that we've had to develop. So, for example, if we work out how to do, zero emission agriculture, then that's great for that brand, and that'll drive up the value of those products overseas. But also it means that we've had to develop a whole lot of research and technology to how to do that. And so, it's a high wage, high productivity, low carbon economy.
In what ways do you think your policies for the economy are better than some of the other parties?
Well, I think in a couple of ways, right? One of which is that we have an actual vision for the economy. Like, we actually have a target for it that we're trying to get to. And this idea of there being this kind of high productivity, high wage, high value, and so on, is something that everybody talks about it. I have to say the National Party talk about it a lot, but actually under the national government, productivity has actually gone backwards and wages are stagnant even while the economy is growing. And what they've done is that while the economy is growing, actually people aren't actually getting any wealthier, and that's because although they talk about it, they don't actually, I think they're not actually doing the things that are required.
Now, how well do you think the economy is faring at the moment? By all accounts, it seems to have gotten better in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those mixed results things, right? It's a mixed scorecard. So the headline number, which everybody uses, is GDP growth, and that's currently growing at 3%. And everybody goes, that's awesome. But actually, if you scratch the surface, the data isn't so good. So GDP per capita, like per person, is actually flat. And so what that means is that while you've got a lot of, because all GDP does is it measures activity. It doesn't actually measure whether something's good or bad. It just measures how much the economy is actually moving. And so GDP per capita is a more useful indicator. Productivity is actually down. In fact, it's going backwards. So we've actually been in a productivity recession since 2012. And, when you look at other indicators, like after costs, wages, for people in the bottom 30% have gone backwards because of the housing crisis, because accommodation costs have gone up much, much faster than wages have. So it is a mixed thing. And actually what it means is we're ending up with a sort of a two-speed economy. We're part of the country is doing well and the rest of us are going backwards.
How would you respond to criticisms of the Greens that the economy is your perceived biggest weakness, policy-wise?
Yeah, look, I hear that a lot. And it is something that we've been working on, for a number of years now. And I think that over the course of the last few years, we've developed an increasing level of credibility in that domain. I, of course, have a business background myself, and worked for businesses, but also started my own business, which is humming along nicely. And I think that to a lot of informed commentators and economists, they tend to look at us and go, actually, the Greens are actually picking up most of the more sophisticated ideas. Yeah. We just don't get a lot of credit for it, basically because of our historical perception.
Right. Now, what do you make of your MOU partner Labour's economic policy ideas, and where would the Greens fit within those?
Yeah, look, Labour and the Greens have some similar ideas about the economy and how we run the government finances. Grant Robertson and I together earlier this year in March developed a set of guidelines for how we intend to run the government books, and that covers things like, tax, spending, investment, government debt, those sort of things. And that sort of outlines, I guess, the areas where we've got a lot of overlap. And one of the big parts of that, where, you know, I was quite pleased that the Greens had some influence over, were about how we measure success as a country. And this obsession with gross domestic product as the sole indicator of the health and well-being of a country has always been a terrible idea to use that as your sole indicator. And so one of the things that we're going to do in government together will be to develop a much sturdier range of indicators for how the economy and our society and our environment are doing.
Now, tax has become a big talking point this election already. What is the Greens' policy around putting in place things such as a water tax or a capital gains tax?
Yeah, so we've been very clear about this for years. We have some real urgency about the need to introduce a capital gains tax, a comprehensive capital gains tax, in order to take some of the heat out of the housing market, and to try and rebalance the economy. I mean, it's no great surprise that because there is basically a massive tax break on property investment, but that's where all of the country's wealth goes, and it deprives the productive part of the economy from much needed capital. And it also means that we have this terribly unbalanced economy, terribly unproductive economy, and massive house prices. So we do have a real sense of urgency around that, and I'm hoping to be able to persuade Grant and the Labor Party and government to go a bit further than their proposals, because it is a really urgent issue.
In terms of wages and general incomes, where does the Greens stand on introducing either a living wage or a universal basic income?
Well, two things. First of all, we want to increase the minimum wage slowly, but over the course of a number of years, to 66% of the median wage, so to peg it to the median wage. And so that actually helps to drive productivity in the economy. If you look at countries in Northern Europe, you know, Switzerland, Austria, Germany and others, they actually short their employment market, and it's one of the drivers of productivity over there is actually by maintaining a high wage economy. It forces businesses to innovate and to develop business models that make enough money to be able to pay people enough to live on. So that's that part. Universal basic income is an idea, I think, whose time has come or has nearly come. And it is a massive change in the way that we do things. So what we want to do is to basically get Treasury to start modelling different ways of doing it, because there are a number of different proposals on the table. And in the meantime, to reform our kind of welfare system, the social safety net, essentially to provide not a universal basic income, but a slightly different model called a guaranteed minimum income, which is this idea that basically there is that social safety net, that there is a line below which you won't fall, and it is guaranteed. And so a lot of the proposals that we've been talking about in relation to reforming the busted social safety net are actually in line with that idea. A UBI is something I think that you have to introduce slowly as the economy changes, rather than to do it all in one massive hit.
Now, just finally, can we expect any more economic or work policy announcements from the Greens before the election?
Yep. Yes, you can. Yeah. So there are actually a number of announcements. I'm in Rotorua today, and we're going to be talking a bit about, I can't give you the announcement, but we're going to be talking a little bit about some research and development in the rural economy that will help to drive jobs and higher wages in the rural economy in New Zealand. And there's a number of other announcements that are planned for the next couple of weeks as well.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.